my attention yesterday. We're talking to Paul Rasmussen about a crisis here in Pittsburgh when it comes to pets, dogs in particular. And joining us is Dan Cody, who's the executive director of the Humane Animal Rescue Pittsburgh. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. Through the course of this hard freeze we had for a couple of weeks, I'm just curious what's playing into this crisis. Kind of describe what this critical dog capacity crisis is and all about.
Sure. So, you know, here at the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh, we are constantly bringing animals in. They come in as strays from concerned citizens. They come in from Animal Care and Control, a contract that we have with the city of Pittsburgh. And they come in from people who are looking to surrender their animals. There has been a crisis throughout the country, around the nation, of animals and shelters specifically being overwhelmed with animals. And so we are not alone in this issue. And typically this time of year in January, February, March, we get a little bit of a reprieve in the number of animals coming in. It's not baby season. We don't have puppies coming in. And, you know, we tend to have a little bit of a reprieve. This year, that just hasn't happened. And we were at critical capacity last week. We had 114 dogs in our shelter, in our two shelters here in Pittsburgh. And, you know, it got us to the point where we weren't able to accept animals from the public any longer.
So what do you do? I mean, capacity is capacity. What happens?
Yeah, so, you know, for us, Larry, it's really important that for every animal that we do take into the shelter, that we are doing everything possible to make their stay here at the shelter a great one. And so, you know, we are very focused on every animal that we do have in the shelter, and, you know, making sure that they are medically treated, that they have the enrichment that they need. And our volunteers do a fantastic job of helping us get them all walked and get them out and about.
And this is your chance to make a plea for people who might want a pet, right?
Absolutely. So we were at critical capacity, and, you know, we had the opportunity to go on the news media a couple of times last week, and it was an incredible response from Pittsburghers. It's so, you know, so wonderful to see how people respond, how Pittsburghers respond to a crisis situation. We ended up having 79 adoptions last week, including 37 dog adoptions. That's it. That's a massive relief for our shelter system here. And so, you know, first of all, thank you to everyone who did come in and adopt. Thank you for all the people who did come in and foster animals or sign up to foster animals. We were able to get out 15 animals out to foster last week. But, you know, this is an ongoing crisis of animals in the country. And, you know, if you have a loving home and you are looking for a dog to come join your family, we'd love to help you out.
All right. Walk us through. We're with Dan Cody, Executive Director of the Humane Animal Rescue Pittsburgh. Walk us through a fostering program as opposed to a full adoption program. How do you go about doing that if somebody's listening and say, I'll help?
Yeah, so a foster program is much like a foster program for humans, right? It's a temporary relief for stressed out animals in our shelter that allows the dogs to get out of the shelter. It's, you know, shelters are not an ideal setting for any animal. Our whole goal is to go find them forever homes where they are going to be loved and part of the family. But in relief of that, sometimes we have the ability to reach out to our foster network where people temporarily take animals into their home and, you know, help them get that relief, that stress relief that they really need.
All right. Where do they go? What do they do, Dan?
They go to our website. You'll find a section on fostering, and you'll sign up there. You put in an application. You can go to our website and also look at the adoptable animals and, you know, just decide that you want to take one home. Both of those things are wonderful for us, wonderful for the community, and it's going to be wonderful for your family, too.
Dan, I hope this helps some, and thanks for taking time.
I really appreciate you, Larry. Have a great morning.
You got it. Pet helpline at humaneanimalrescue.org. You can reach out if you want to help. And obviously, you heard Dan say the need is great right now. Dan Cody, Executive Director of the Humane Animal Rescue here in Pittsburgh.